USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats striking an optimistic tone after meeting with President Trump regarding infrastructure.
And it was a very constructive meeting. It's clear that both the White House and all of us want to get something done on infrastructure in a big and bold way. And there was goodwill in this meeting, and that was different than some of the other meetings that we've had, which is a very good thing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. fully support the people of Venezuela in their quest for freedom. In a tweet today, Pompeo says he supports opposition leader Juan Guaido and urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott also says,
We have got to do everything we can, whether it's we got to use our military to get humanitarian aid in, but today just, you know, I pray to God that Juan Guaido is the interim leader, or is the leader at the end of the day, and Maduro is living someplace else.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nuriva, NEURIVA.com.
Pima County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Knapper says the situation on the nation's southern border is a crisis, not a partisan one, but a humanitarian one. On Capitol Hill today, the sheriff says massive drug seizures have been made along the border.
When we interdicted 13,000 fentanyl pills, we know they were not manufactured in the United States, and they were not destined for consumption in Pima County. This is a national problem.
Regarding politics, Knapper says,
this is a humanitarian and public safety crisis of compelling and unprecedented nature. It's not a manufactured crisis or a partisan crisis.
The House Rules Committee is continuing to hold its first ever hearing on the Medicare for All plan. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, though, he calls it by another name.
Rules Committee is meeting even as we speak right now to consider a bill that would actually be a single-payer, government-run, top-down, Soviet-style, command-and-control health care bill. At least that's how I'm characterizing it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nationwide measles outbreak hit an alarming milestone as the number of cases hit a 25-year high. The CDC is saying 78 new cases were reported over the last week. This brings this year's totals to 704 in 22 states. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narlu explains when your child should be vaccinated.
So the first dose should come between 12 and 15 months, the second dose between 4 and 6 years old. The CDC just said for the summer, if you're going to be traveling abroad, even if you have an infant that's 6 to 11 months, you can get one dose at that point. And if they're over 12 months and you're going to be traveling, you can get two doses separated by about 28 days.
The doctor also says,
and you know, Secretary Azar said yesterday that this suffering is completely avoidable. Unfortunately, most of us haven't seen what can be severe consequences of the measles. One out of four hospitalized, one out of 20 with pneumonia, one out of 1,000 can develop encephalitis, which is swelling of the brain that can lead to permanent brain damage.
A TV legend has a health scare. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Larry King experienced a health scare last Thursday and had to undergo a heart procedure. King remains in the hospital after undergoing an angioplasty and stent procedure. Now, to be clear, his doctors say in a statement, and contrary to published reports, he did not have a heart attack and did not go into cardiac arrest. The broadcaster expected to make a full recovery. He'll be released from the hospital soon, according to his spokesperson.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.